name is Luis Preciado, and I am a brother of Gamma Zeta Alpha fraternity here at CSUN. For 16 years now, going on 17, we hold an annual turkey drive where we feed needy families in the San Fernando Valley and the LA area. This is possible through our annual Diabolique that we have. It's a college event for college students and a crowd of like 18 to 21. It's just a Halloween party that allows us to buy all the materials necessary for our annual turkey drive. The annual turkey drive, we start off throughout the year actually. We compile a list of families that we meet or we find out need additional resources. For the past few years, we've been working with families that we find at HIV clinics or elementary schools and middle schools that we know need help. This year, we've added on another group of families from a battered women's shelter. The actual day of, well, the day before Thanksgiving, we compile all the materials. The baskets usually have a whole turkey, bread, a pumpkin pie or a pie, vegetables and mashed potatoes, gravy, and a 2-liter. They're split up into, we have multiple cars going at once. We usually start around 5 or 6 in the morning, and we usually don't finish until midnight. And this takes a lot of physical and emotional strength, I guess you can say. We're driving for hours nonstop, getting on, getting off the car, delivering these baskets. But the hardest part would have to be the emotional part. Our turkey drive is very emotional just because of the conditions that some of these families are living in. I remember specifically my first year doing it, I delivered a basket to a family that was living in a garage. It had been converted to be a room, I guess. And when we got there, the kids and the mom came out, and you could just see the expression on her face. It was sad, it was happy, it was a bit of embarrassment, you can say. Like, there was so many emotions going on that I just kind of stopped, and like, I got choked up, she got choked up. The kids were happy. We were strangers, but they're kids, so they just ran out and saw somebody was bringing them food. But when the kids went inside, that's when it got even more emotional, because she hugged us and she told us how if it wasn't for that, they wouldn't have had a Thanksgiving meal. And stuff like that just really, it hurts knowing that we can't help them as much as we want to throughout the year. But at the same time, it keeps us motivated, just because the turkey drive does take a lot of out of us. We are out there all day delivering nonstop, but things like that really keep us motivated and keep us wanting to come back every year with more food and more families. Our annual turkey drive not only helps us help families one day out of the year, but it also contributes to us brainstorming and finding new ways to contribute to our community. It's inspired us to strive for more families every year and more community services every year. We're trying to start a clothing drive to make sure kids have proper coats and uniforms and something that will last them longer than a one-day turkey drive would. Although the turkey drive is a tradition that my fraternity holds yearly, this should not stop you from going out in your local community, getting involved, starting your own turkey drives, your own clothing drives, your own Christmas present drives. We encourage community activism, and that's something we are very proud of.